Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's Varsity Boys basketball game. We are at Tipton High School, Tipton, Indiana, Class 2A, Sectional 39, semifinal round tonight. First game has already happened. It went two overtimes. Madison Grand got the win over Eastbrook 67-61. It was definitely exciting. Game two tonight is going to feature the Sheridan Blackhawks at the Tipton Blue Devils. We thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. Guys are on the floor taking shots. Pretty much at their leisure, they're taking passes from one another. It's pretty much systematic. They're shooting out top of the circle, Tipton side. They're shooting around the perimeter, around the Sheridan perimeter. We're going to mention this game is being recorded. I should say it's being watched over by the Tipton Tribune. Tipton Tribune, that's Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, you can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, it's @Michelle_Garman. Again, that's @Michelle_Garman. That's two L's for Michelle for updates on area games and matches. I'd like to thank our support sponsors for this contest. Indiana Express Rentals, Lisa Soaps Bear, 6321. Prince and Associates, at Car Sales, two locations in Hamilton County. Blue Devil Boilermaker, he's definitely a sponsor and he likes doing so. We'll mention Target Sports in Sheridan and the Choo Choo Cafe right there in Atlanta, Indiana. So we'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll let you know a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Sheridan Blackhawks. Sheridan Blackhawks, their gymnasium capacity back here in Sheridan, Indiana, 2,400. They have a school enrollment of 310. They're sectional 39 out of Class 2A here right here tonight. And I want to mention, tonight's ball game is being broadcast by three radio station outlets. We'll make it 1350 AM at WIOU. I spoke with him. He said they're streaming the game tonight. And that's along with PutMeInSports.com. That's a separate entity that they are also streaming right here at the Tipton Blue Devil Sheridan Blackhawk ballgame. And the third radio access tonight is Hoosier AM FM. Three radio stations covering this ballgame tonight. It's not available on video by a commercial station. We'll remind you the principal at Sheridan High School is Rick Davis. The athletic director is Beth Davini. And the athletic secretary is Anita Leonard. We'll let you know Sheridan High School is located at 24185 North Hensley Road, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone, 317-758-4431. On the web, you can find them at SheridanAthletics.net. On Twitter, it's @SCSBlackhawks. Again, that's @SCSBlackhawks. They wear the colors red, black, and white. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are nine teams in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. I'll mention them in order for 2021-22. Carroll. Carroll's out of Flora, Indiana. There's Michelle Garman. She's walking across the court right now. And then we'll also mention second place. Hoosier Heartland is Clinton Prairie. Third place, Central, followed up by Taylor, Rossville, Eastern, Clinton Central, Sheridan, and Delphi. We'll let you know the Sheridan Blackhawks working on the season. They're 4 wins, 18 losses. They're 1-7 in the Hoosier Heartland. And we'll mention the head coach. He was most instrumental putting me in sports. We got his starters. He's a very kind gentleman. And that's an understatement. The coach is Chip Slimmer. Chip Slimmer, working in year number one at Sheridan High School overall, he's an 11-year varsity head basketball coach. Overall, 123 wins, 148 losses. The next game on the agenda for Sheridan, they win tonight. They'll return tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., Class 2A, Sectional 39, for the championship contest. The winner of this ballgame will play Madison Grant tomorrow evening at 7:30. Regardless of the outcome, Putney in sports will be here tomorrow night, pregame about 7:15. We'll talk about the visiting team on the We'll talk about the home team on the scoreboard. They were visitors versus Taylor. They were visitors on the scoreboard even. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, gym capacity right here, 3,050. School enrollment at Tipton High School, 505. Class 2A, sectional 39, as mentioned, 6 began this sectional. The sectional being played here at Tipton High School this season. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernand. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. We'll mention Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East and a West division. I'm going to read the order of cities for this season, 2021-22. Finishing first in the Hoosier Conference, Western. Second, Lafayette Central Catholic. Third, Tipton Blue Devils. Fourth, Twin Lakes Indians. Fifth, Hamilton High Huskies. Sixth place, Benton Central Bison. Seventh place, Northwestern Tigers. Eighth place, Rensselaer Central Bombers. Ninth place, the Lewis Cass Kings. Finishing up in tenth place, West Lafayette Red Devils. We'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference games that took place this week. That was on Tuesday, 3-1. There were four games taking place, and we'll mention they finished like this on Tuesday. Benton Central and West Lafayette, they went at it at West Lafayette Sectional. Benton Central got the win, 43-30. We'll mention at the Winamax Sectional. Lewis Cass, 74, Rochester, 40. Here at Tipton High School, on the first day of March, it was Tipton, 61, Taylor, 48. In the fourth game on the agenda for Tuesday, that was Central Catholic Knights, 64. Clinton Central Bulldogs, 38. That took place at Attica High School. We'll mention on Wednesday, there were a couple more games involving Hoosier Conference contenders. We'll let you know it was at McConaughey. McConaughey got the win, 60 over Twin Lakes. 33. The second game, it was at McConaughey High School also. It was a nightcap, I do believe. Peru, 47. Western, 35. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference game night tonight. There are 6 games scheduled for tonight. We'll mention a 6 o'clock start at McConaughey High School. Northwestern going against Benton Central. Another 6 o'clock start at Newcastle High School, Hamilton Heights going against Shea County. And the third 6 o'clock start tonight, it's Northwestern. I take that back. It's North Newton going against Lewis Cass. That game happening at Winamac High School. A 7:30 start tonight at Winamac. Rensselaer at Winamac. The 7:30 start, Sheridan Blackhawks are right here with Tipton, happening at Tipton High School. And the final 7:30 start tonight, game number 6 on the agenda tonight for Hoosier Conference teams at Attica High School is Covington going against Central Catholic Knights. So that's how they stack up in the Hoosier Conference. We're going to mention a little bit about the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Games that took place on Tuesday night, there were 5 teams. On March 1st, here are the game results. At Winamac High School, Winamac 49, Delphi 34. Clinton Central 46, Western Boone 39. That was at Western Boone, Western Boone Sectional. At Tipton, already mentioned, we'll mention it again, Tipton 61, Taylor, they're out of the Hoosier Heartland Conference, Taylor 48. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights, 64 over Clinton Central, 38. That game taking place at Attica, the sectional at Attica High School. And we'll finally mention right here in the results from Tuesday night at West Dell High School. It was Liberty Christian, 83, Tri-Central, 64. Hoosier Heartland Conference games tonight. This is game night for Friday, March the 4th. I'd like to say happy birthday to my sister, Joy. She's a year and a half older than me. So we'll mention these games in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Game night, Friday night, March the 4th. We'll mention games happening tonight in the semifinals. There are 4 games. Second round game, 6 o'clock start tonight. Probably already concluded. That's Eastern at Norwell. That's at Norwell High School Sectional. Another 6 o'clock start, Rossville. Rossville versus Clinton Prairie. That's happening at Western Boone. That game probably has gone complete. 2 7:30 games happening tonight. The first one is at Western Boone. Carroll out of Florida. They're going against Fountain Central. And the final 7:30 start tonight, you know about it. It's at Tipton High School. Sheridan Blackhawks and the Tipton Blue Devils. 1 minute, 7 seconds left on the pregame. Getting ready for some basketball. We'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. She's got enthusiasm. You know she does. Experience, and she is knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent, real estate broker, Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, 5321 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by text or by phone, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So what I'd like to mention this real quick, Lisa Stokes Bear, she's married to Brian Bear. Brian Bear is definitely a good runner. He was a track athlete. He went to Tipton High School his junior and senior year. He has qualified for the Boston Marathon. That Boston Marathon is going to take place on April 18th, 2022. He ran an average of a 7:28 second mile. He did that for 26 miles. And he qualifies for the Boston Marathon. Say what, if you know him, wish him well. Say what, that guy is amazing. We're going to mention the starting lineups right here. We'll talk first for the Sheridan Blackhawks. Blackhawks starters can be like this. Wearing number 2, 6'1" freshman. He's averaging 6.7 per game. That's Caleb Wright. will make it number 10. 6 foot junior, 7.2 points per game. That's Evan Grinson. Grabbing number 12, 6 foot one inch sophomore, 6 points a game. That's Tyler Garnett. Take that back, at Tyler Garner. Number 21, 6 foot three inch senior. That's Silas Devaney. Silas Devaney, I think, he's been out of action. He didn't make it to play football this year. He had an LC, he had a tear in his MCL, and he's making it back tonight. Coach Flimmer gonna put him in your starting lineup. He's a senior, 6 foot three. I'm speaking of number 21, Silas Devaney. And right at the lineup, number 43, 6'2 senior, 12.5 points a game. That's Ethan Moister. That coach is Chip Flimmer. Now, for the Tipton Blue Devils, they'll start like this. Wearing number 3, 6 foot 4 inch freshman, 9.7 points per game average, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter came up with 27 points on the 1st of March right here versus Taylor. Number 11, 6 foot sophomore, 16.9 points per game average, Nolan Swan. Number 21, 6 foot 4 inch senior, 19.1 points per game, that's Nate Powell. Number 22, a 5'11 sophomore, Jackson Money, he contributes at 7.8 points per ball game. And number 33, 6 foot 8 inch senior, 4.1 points per game, that's Sam Ridgway. The head coach of the Blue Devils is Coach Cliff Hawkins. They're getting ready to start the ball game. 8 minutes on the game clock. They're going to start right now. So as he jumps up right here, Sam Ridgway. Looking to jump it up, 21, Silas Devaney. Take that back, jumps up, number 2, Caleb Wright. Tip goes in the backcourt, Tipton in the first possession in the frontcourt. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter to go back behind the arc, left side, back to Jackson Money. Jackson Money being guarded right there by Evan Grinstead. They'll move the ball all around. We're going to outside the arc right there. We're going to down low. Nate Powell off the glass, 2-point bucket. Grady Carpenter with the assist. 2-0 contest. Early going. First quarter. 7.5 minutes left. Balls in the front court, Sheridan Blackhawk. On the dribble outside, he'll hit the left side. From the Blue Devil bench, that's number 10, Evan Grinstead. He'll break the double team in the pass. He'll work the ball around, he'll go elbow right side, bring the ball back out, they'll reset the offense with 21, Silas Devaney. Devaney will skip it back out and get it to the point guard. Number 2, Caleb Wright. Double team, they'll pass out of it. Looking at Devaney. They'll work it back around, they go baseline. Just outside the paint, shot good. Baseline jumper, credit to shot number 10, Evan Grinstead. Tie ball game at 2. Blue Devils in the front court, looking around the percentage, the perimeter. Long shot, right elbow extended, wouldn't go for Noah Swan. Rebound, sit back, wouldn't go for Nate Powell. Back the other direction. Sheridan Blackhawk, second possession of the ball game. They'll work it back outside. Change the ball hammer. After about a corner right there in front of the score pitch, they'll get it, work around Tyler Garner. They get it back. They'll reset the offense right there. Number 2, Caleb Wright. Behind the arc, picking up a screen for Moisture. They'll bring it back outside, being guarded by Grady Carpenter. They'll hand off back to the hands of 12, Tyler Garner. They're working left side, they're working out top now. Centering it up, you get a triple threat available. At 21, Silas Devaney. He's a senior, 6 foot 3 inches tall. They're working out top now on the dribble. Caleb Wright being guarded by Grady Carpenter. They get some Moisture. Right elbow extended. Moisture good dribbling exhibition. Moisture. Looked good in the sectional as a sophomore. I was impressed. He's shooting the ball well this year. 12.5 a game. Out top with the basketball. Working the left side well behind the arc. Nate Powell guarding the basketball. They're working through the corner. Taking up the dribble. Evan Grinstead. They're working down low. Silas Devaney in the paint for 2. 4-2 ball game. Sheridan in front. And across the timeline. And a walk chase. Nolan Swan. The flip it left side behind the arc, long pass, cross court opposite side. Tipped pass can be tipped away and stolen by Caleb Wright. They'll go down the middle. They'll go off the blackjack board there. 2-point bucket. Good. Evan Grinstead. Timeout called. Blue Devils going to call a timeout. It'll be a 30-second, 6-2 ball game, 5:08 left. And Sheridan on in front. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football and basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most impressive, I tell you what, is a valuable asset that we as consumers can consume. We are thankful. Blue Devil Boilermaker at the top of the basketball. In the front court, Blue Devils. Works the right side, Noah Swan can be kicked away. Gonna be another steal, Silas Devaney. Almost getting a steal pass. Right there was Noah Swan. Couldn't get the handle before he ran out of real estate. 84-foot court. Ball goes out of bounds, gonna be brought in by Sheridan. Right in the bucket from the baseline. So we're gonna see the Silas Devaney. He'll work it outside. Ethan Moisture with the basketball. Looking for some defense. Triple threat available. He'll dribble right. Gonna be kicked away. No one. Should say Nate Powell going to pick up the loose basketball. Going to go out of bounds the other side. Nate Powell thought he might have been brushed on the hand. No call. But at least three officials, they have license. They are licensed and they are chosen to be here by the IHSAA. Going to be a steal in the front court. Nate Powell comes up with a steal. Jack the money. Takes it down to Nate. Nate couldn't get the shot to go. Back the other direction. It's still 6-2. 6-2 ball game, 4:20 left, win the first quarter. They're working in Devaney. Outside the arc, almost a shot by Moister. Defense converts. Moister gets the ball back out top. Triple threat, he'll dribble left one time. They get the double team. He'll pass out of it. It's going to be stolen by Nate Powell. He's going to go up for a layup right side. He'll get the bucket. 2-point bucket is 6-4. Blue Devils trail by 2. Going to be a timeout. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by the Blackhawks. Coach Chip Tremmer. 30-second timeout. 6-4. Blackhawks by 2. 3:55 left. And we'll mention that 2-2 Cafe. That's in Atlanta, Indiana. 185 West Main Street. If you want to stop by there tomorrow or Sunday, get your taste of a good breakfast right there. At the 2-2 Cafe. And right down the block there, you'll see Mr. Muffin Trains. That's right there at 177 West Main Street. Your kids will love it. And your husband, definitely a kid at heart, he'll love it too. So they're going to inbound the basketball. 30-second timeout complete. Caleb Bright going to inbound the basketball. They're bringing in the backcourt. They're getting in number 12, Tyler Garner. They'll break the press. They'll dribble across. Silas Devaney will go under the, up and under Nate Powell. They'll take a shot. It wouldn't go, but he'll go through the stripe. He'll shoot two. First foul of the ball game is going to be whistled on Nate Powell. Nate Powell has one. Team foul one. At the free throw line is Silas Devaney. First shot up and wouldn't go. That's the first stat I would have at the free throw line for Silas Devaney. Say what, that guy battled back. He's in the ballgame tonight. He's loving it. Second shot is good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. Going to be brought into the backcourt. Grady Carpenter going to cross the timeline at a shot face. Over the right side, Noah Swan for the scores bench. 3:38 left here in the first quarter. 7-4, Sheridan in front. Baseline jumper good. 2-point shot for Noah Swan. 7-6 ball game. Sheridan by 1. Going to cross the timeline at a dribble pace. Crossing the timeline, Caleb Wright. So we're going to left side in front of the Blue Devil bench. We've got a dribble left at Evan Grinstead. They pass the ball out of there. They go back outside. Reset the offense. Jackson Money. Severe defense will be tipped away. Stolen by Noah Swan. Outside the arc, we're missing Aiden Toll in the ball game. From the corner baseline, wouldn't go. 3-point shot, wouldn't go for Noah Swan. Going to be a foul called in the backcourt. They're going to whistle this foul on Jackson Money. He picks up his first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number two. Jackson Money going to take a breather in the ballgame for Jackson. His number two, Maverick Callaway, 6'1" junior. Again, we'll mention 23, Aiden Cole in the ballgame, 6'1" senior. In the backcourt, front court, I should say, deep in the front court, Sheridan Blackhawk still passing hard and go out of bounds off the hands of Evan Grinstead. A bit of a tall pass there. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. They'll bring it in slightly in the backcourt. Going to be brought in by Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce it in to Nolan Swan. 2:40 left. 7-6 ball game. Sheridan in front. The look elbow. Grady Carpenter outside the arc. Maverick Conaway. 3-point land. Got it. Maverick Conaway is shooting above 30%. He nails that one. So it's going to be a double team at half court. Picked up right here. Maverick Conaway. Nolan Swan will pass out of it. That was Caleb Wright. They give it back to Moisture. Moisture is going to work it left. They're working around the perimeter. On the dribble right now is Devin Grinstead. Double team right there. Going to be a tip out of bounds. Nolan Swan got a piece of that ball. Tipped it downward. Got it off the leg of Blue Devil. Excuse me. Check that. Blackhawk. Evan Grinstead. Going to go to the front court. Blue Devil with the possession. So tipped away. That's stolen by Sheridan. They'll go the distance off the glass. Credit the bucket, number two, Caleb Wright. Caleb Wright for two. It's a 9-9 ball game. Tie game at 1:48 left here in the first quarter. Maverick Conaway out top. They'll move the basketball. Nolan Swan outside the arc back to Conaway. Cross-court skip pass. Well behind the arc, Aiden Cole. They're working into Nate Powell. Inside out play, Maverick Conaway, same spot. Rims off, wouldn't go. Going to be a foul on the rebound. They're going to call basically a blackout foul of some sort. They're going to whistle this on 21, Nate Powell. He'll pick up his second foul here in the first quarter. Bit of a conversation right there. Coach Cliff Hawkins, 126. Nate Powell still in the ballgame. Nobody at the score bench in the front backcourt. They'll pass it across to break the spread. Caleb Wright to Moisture. Back to Moisture, back to Ryan Schittstein. Going to be last touch by the Blue Devils. Goes out of bounds. Side court, right here in front of the Blue Devil pure section. They'll bring it in bounds. Blackhawk sends you to backcourt slightly. Caleb Wright with the reception. He'll dribble a couple times. They'll pass it to the front court. They're working to Tyler Garner. Going to be a steal. Steal the front court. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to go the distance. He'll stop it. Kick it to the corner. Grady Carpenter's shot going to go from three-point land. Outside the top, they'll work it, and Nolan Swan hits the three-point shot as he'll clap his hands. He had a difficult night at Salem. Grady Carpenter was there to pick him up. 12-9 contest, 40 seconds left. Blue Devils by three. In the front court, Moisture. Right elbow, they'll work it back to Moisture. Now back to Caleb Wright. They'll work it back to Moisture, top of the circle. They'll take it in. Going to be a traveling violation. Going to take that half step prior to putting the ball on the surface. We'll make it second back in for the Blue Devils. Going to be number 33, Sam Ridgway. Taking a breather, Aiden Cole. I take that back. Taking a breather is Nate Powell. Nate Powell with two fouls. They're getting extended quarter break. 21 seconds left. First quarter. 12-9 ball game. Blue Devils in the front court. They're deep in the front court. Maverick Conaway. Back to Nolan. He'll dribble. Parallel to the center court line. They'll get it inside in the paint. That's a 14-footer good for Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter for two. Long shots above the half court. Short off the rim. Nearly went. A shot taken by number 10, Evan Grinstead. We'll go through a first quarter break. Tipton in front, 14-9. Sheridan, 8 minutes on the game clock, getting ready for second quarter. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Trick. That's TrickSendFishers.com since 1983. You can visit them online or on site. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317. 842-2228. They have great cars, great trucks, and great prices. Great customers at PrestonFixers.com. They have two Hamilton County locations. The first location is Preston and Fixers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fixers, Indiana, 46038. The second location is Sprint in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory at SprintandFixers.com. F-R-I-C-Z.
Ball's inbound, ultimate possession arrow, gives it to Sheridan. Sheridan, the backcourt double team. Noah Swander, we can get a steal to go all the way to the hoop. About a half court shot, or just a half court to travel in the mark. But he put off the glass. 2-point shot, good. Noah, in the front court, they'll break the press with the pass. After Silas Devaney, going to be a reach in. They're going to whistle this foul on Maverick Conaway. 7:35 left here in the second quarter. Tipton is front 16-9. Fouls whistled on Maverick Conaway. He's got one. Team foul number four. From the corner, 3-point shot good. Blackhawk number two, Caleb Wright. Take that back. Credit that shot to number 10, Evan Grinstead, from the left corner baseline. In the front court, Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to penetrate in. Noah Swan, elbow, left elbow. He'll work it back outside. Grady Carpenter, right side to Aiden Cole. Maverick Conaway, outside. He'll get it to Noah Swan. He'll hit another one. 3-point shot good for Nolan. Right corner, I should say, right elbow extended. As of 7 minutes left here in the second quarter, 19-12, Blue Devils in front. Going to be tipped away in the front court. Coming up with the loose basketball with Caleb Wright. Going to be tipped in a couldn't corral it. It goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Tipton going to bring in striking in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter will end down the basketball. Sam Ridgway going to take a breather. He'll take a seat back in the ballgame. Senior Aiden Toll. 19-12. Tipton with the lead and the ball in the front court. Shot off the mark during the paint, rimmed out. Nate Powell couldn't get it, got his own board. Starts to back up again, gets it out to Maverick Conaway. Now out top to Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it in, free throw line, Grady Carpenter. Turn around, a 14-footer straight away in the paint. Grady Carpenter for two. 21-12. 6:18 on the game clock. Second quarter. In the backcourt, you cross the sideline on the dribble. That's number 10, Evan Grinstead. They'll go to the corner. 3-point shot, Grinstead, what do you do? Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Reach in, Silas Devaney trying to get the steal in the backcourt. Whistle sounds, you're going to get him for just a mild reach in. Not much, he nearly got that steal. Foul's going to be whistled on Sheridan Blackhawk, number 21, Silas Devaney. 6'3" senior. 6:02 left. 21-12, crossing the sideline at a walk pace. Noah Swan. He goes to free throw line. Grady Carpenter, he'll work it down low. Nate Powell in the paint off the glass. 2-point bucket for Nate Powell. Nate Powell shooting 70% right there on 2-point land. And he shoots pretty short range shots, but he's almost automatic. Ball's going to tip the ball out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Sheridan. So we're from the baseline, right side, brought in by Aiden Toll. He'll bounce it in, Noah Swan. He'll dribble it to the timeline. Out of walk pace, he'll go right side. Aiden Toll, he'll dribble once. He'll go elbow, get the ball back from Grady. He'll work it down low, Nate Powell. Powell took the shot. He took the brunt of it. He's going to grimace right there on his left cheek. Left cheek right there. He goes to foul strike. Foul's going to be whistled on Silas Devaney. Silas Devaney going to pick up the foul. He's got two in the ballgame, along with Nate Powell. Those are the two with two from opposite teams. It's team foul number two on Sheridan. First shot for Nate. Rims off, wouldn't go. They'll get one more. They'll get some encouragement right there from these guys. Aiden Toll, Maverick Conaway, Nolan Swan, and Grady Carpenter. He'll set his feet. He'll dribble. He'll eye it, and he'll fly the second one. It's good. At the back end of a two-shot foul, Nate Powell for one at the strike, 24-12. Tipton by 12, 5:18 left here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Game two tonight. High pass going up to get it with Moisture. And we're going back out. Tip pass left side. Picking up the dribble right there. 12, Cyber Garner. Intercepted through the backcourt. It's touched by a Blue Devil. It's okay to go retrieve it. Going to retrieve it is Caleb Wright. The working elbow. Right side, Silas Devaney. He bounces it down low. Looking to get it to right. Tipped away. It's taken away by Tipton. They'll go back the other direction. Nolan Swan goes off the glass. Right-handed layup. He got fouled. Got the bucket. He'll shoot one. Foul's going to be whistled on number 10, Evan Grinstead. Evan Grinstead going to pick up the foul. He's got one. He fouled number 3. Shot on the way. Good. It's 3-point play for Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan started this ballgame with 90% good on free throws. He's now 48-53 on the season. On the dribble in the backcourt. Caleb Wright, double team, he'll pass out of it. Decided Savani, double team the other way. It's going to be a reach in. Trying to lock it up right there with Grady Carpenter. He was working against 21, Silas Devaney. So they're going to bring the ball in from the side court. That foul is number 2. I think they call that on Maverick Conaway. He's got 2. He's down number 5. 3 thus far. First half on Sheridan. Outside the arc, Ethan Moisture. Shot window is right on line, just long off the rim. It looked good from here. I was right in line with this upper balcony. Nice chair, nice seat to work from. I'm standing. Rebound out of there. Nate Powell gets a Maverick. We get it back down to Nate Powell. Credit the assist to Brady Carpenter. Nate Powell for 2. Going to be a timeout call. 4:06 left here in the second quarter. 29-12. Tipped in by 17. Going to be a full 60-second timeout. And again, we'll mention, we'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. That's Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals, south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. Just go 8th Street and go south. You'll run right into it. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. In Noblesville, their hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And Dirk, you'll find Dirk, he's the owner, he's always on site. You're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt, 84 feet away. Blackhawks on the dribble, that's Caleb Wright. He'll work it across the timeline with the pass to Evan Grinstead. They'll get it back out top. To Caleb Wright, working left side, long 3-point shot, Moisture, wouldn't go, rebound out of there, Grady Carpenter. They go back the other direction, they go left-handed off the glass, just inside the paint, good body control for Grady Carpenter. 2-point bucket, 31-12, 3:35 left, we're in the second quarter. On the dribble, Silas Savani, they go just outside the paint, they're working around the perimeter, long 3-point shot on the way, good, credit the bucket. Evan Grinstead, a couple of steps behind the arc right there in front of the Blue Devil bench. 31-15. Back the other direction. They'll get inside. Nate Powell for 2 in the paint off the glass. 33-15. Blackhawks working to break the press with the pass to Silas Devaney. We're going to left side Evan Grinstead. Tipped away, going to be stolen. Nolan Swan, another steal here in the first half. He'll work at left side behind Arthur Maverick Conaway. Back to Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. In the paint, he'll take an off-balance shot. He wanted to pass. I thought he wanted to pass. He ended up having to shoot that ball. It rolled around, hit the backboard, and fell in. 35-15. 2:37 left. We're in the second quarter. Tipton High School. Sectional, 39, Class 2A. Winner of this contest will play tomorrow night versus Madison Grant. Right elbow extended, couple of steps behind the arc. Number 10, Evan Grinstead, three-point bomb for the Sheridan Blackhawks. 2:15 left, 35-18. Tipton in front, going to be a push out of bounds. Aiden Cole trying to walk the tightrope over there on the side court, the front court. And they're going to whistle a foul on 21, Silas Devaney. Silas going to pick up the foul. He's going to pick up number 3 here in the first half. Coach Chip Flemmer, some words with him. Kind words, I'm quite sure. Coach Flemmer going to take a swig of that H2O. And Silas Devaney going to take a breather. He'll take a seat. So in the front court with the basketball, Jackson Money. So we're at the Grady Carpenter, right side, Noah Swan. Outside the arc, left side, behind the back dribble, Grady Carpenter. Cross court, skip pass, Nolan Swan. Well behind the arc, being guarded by Evan Grinstead. So that's his free throw line, Aiden Cole. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Credit the bucket. 22, Jackson Money. The three ball, we're missing Jackson Money on the season. He's working on that 3-point average. Jackson Money, just a sophomore. 1:32 on the game clock. 38-18. Tipton in front. Going baseline, nothing much to do there. Step number 12, Tyler Garn, put it off the leg of Jackson Money. Goes out of bounds. They'll re-enter the ball into play. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in right there on the skin. Evan Grinstead. Looking to get it bounce pass. Gets it in. Driving baseline over the rim. Good, 2-point bucket. In the ball game, 32, Nathan Henshaw. Nathan Henshaw, 6'1". Bucket good. The other end, Jackson Money, with 2 in a row. He gets a 2-point bucket at the other end. 40-20. 1 minute left. Second quarter, we're in the first half. Tipton High School. On the dribble, left side, going to go all the way in. He'll go off the glass. Got it. Looks like he was going to go left-handed layup. He used that right hand off the glass. 2-point bucket for 10, Evan Grinstead. 40-22. Tipton in front, 40 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. Nolan Swan behind the arc. Didn't take the shot. Converging defense real good by Nathan Henshaw. They go the other direction. 3-point shot good. Number 23, Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole on the season is shooting above 36% on the season. He's now 14-37 from the 3-point land. 15 seconds left. Ball's in the front court, 43-22. On the dribble outside, it's going to be chipped away or retrieved in the back court. Caleb Wright. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Outside the arc, it's going to be a 3-point shot right here. Block shot. Grady Carpenter got the buzzer, didn't go. Moisture won the shot. Grady Carpenter. He flexed it. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score, 43-22. Tipton in front. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons. That's Larson and Sons, Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here. Visit us on Facebook, Larson A-N-G Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports on Facebook. Ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's the way to go. We're going to take this off for a minute. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to have a halftime guest. Could be the football coach for Tipton Blue Devils. We're going to talk with Aaron Cole. One moment, please.
Okay.
And we're at halftime right now, and I'm going to grab my notes right here. We'll just work this way. We'll talk to Coach Cole. I tell you what, Coach Cole, you were kind enough to let another guy in, Coach Stoker, to talk Monday night, or Tuesday night, and then we appreciate you talking with us. And you probably know that guy right there.
I do. Yeah, he's a big supporter. Like to watch the grandkids come do things. So, mom and dad are here a lot of things. So,
we'll go ahead and get to this. This is going to be your 18th year coming up. 47th year when you combine the two.
Yeah, Dad and I are pretty proud of that. I think that's pretty rare in the state, maybe even in the country, that father and son have been head coach here for, like I said, 42 straight years, and a lot of great, great memories, and hopefully we've got some more coming up here.
Coach, you have this year, you have a good season, 10-2, the two you lost only by 7 points each game.
Yeah, and it's always hard to end the season, and we were really, really close to think we, like you said, we had a good season. We were really, really close to having a great season, and lost to an Eastbrook ball club that's had a lot of tournament success, and we've had some great, great battles here the last 3 years, and last 2 years ago we came out on top, and last year we just came up a little short, but told our kids at our awards banquet, I was probably of the 17 teams that I've coached, this was not the best, but I'm not sure I've ever been prouder of a team. I thought our coaching staff maybe did their best job of coaching, and I thought we got the absolute most out of our kids. There were not very many people in our community that thought that we could graduate the kids that we graduated the year before and turn around and go 10-2. And so that's a huge credit to our coaching staff, and a huge credit to our kids, especially our senior kids.
So I don't really want to select two people, but we're going to talk about two. You've got a whole team of athletic young men. I ran into your quarterback right there, Vince Hoover. I've seen him recently a couple times. He's a quarterback, he's a defensive end, and he tells me he's a pretty good pitcher. He has some velocity on the pitcher's mound.
Vince is that typical Tipton kid, that he's a two or three sport athlete, and right now he's excelling at football and baseball. He does a lot of travel baseball, can hit it a long way, can throw it 88 to 90 miles an hour. He's got a really, really bright future in either sport, and it's fun to see those kind of kids excel, because he works at it, he earns it, and when kids work at it, it's fun to see him succeed.
I don't know about you, Coach, but back when I was a sophomore, I mean, he's a junior coming up, but he's very poised. I said POISED, he's calm, cool, and collected. For a young kid, he could.
Well, he is, and he's come a long, long way, and he hasn't played the position very long, but if you ask him, he would tell you that is because he's got one of the best, if not the best, quarterback coach in the state. And, Coach Shear or Dustin puts him in a lot of really good positions. Early in the year, Coach Shear was making the decisions for him, so let him settle into being a varsity quarterback. And if you had told me he was going to throw for, I think, 17 touchdowns and 4 interceptions and 1,200 yards as a sophomore before the season started, we'd have taken that and ran with it. So had a really good sophomore year, but we're going to expect more here the next two.
Yeah. A guy that runs the ball for you, he'll run it however you want it. Ran 87. Just having the number 87 alone is a compliment for Eli Carter.
Long line of great 87s that have played in this football program. And starts with his dad was one back in 1993 and 94. His dad's the all-time leading rusher here at Tipton. I can say that for maybe one more year. His brother Peyton wore it a few years ago, so it's a great honor to wear. It's a great honor to wear that number in a Tipton football uniform, and With a year to go, he's going to rank right up there with the best I've ever worn it. So he's had a phenomenal offseason. He is working his tail off. He wants to play college football. We'll see what level that will be at. But he has a huge desire to play college football. And you may not even recognize him next fall. That's how hard he's working in the weight room.
Coach, I want to break the wind here. I want to talk about you for just a moment. 1998, you held for a kick that meant a whole lot. Talk about that, if you will, please.
Pretty cool moment. The 1988, we're in the semi state at Fort Wayne Dwinger. Fort Wayne Dwinger scores late. We go ahead. We have a great kickoff return to about midfield. We complete one pass. And my dad calls timeout. We jog out there with, and it's about 0 degrees. So the ball's going to be like a brick. We line up for a 46-yard field goal. I'm in the huddle, and I can specifically remember, I looked at the center, Jarrett Jones, and I said, give me the ball, I'll get it on the tee. And Brad looked at me, and Brad says, get it on the tee, I'll hit it. And we had a good snap, good hold. Brad kicked it. My claim to fame is I had the absolute best seat of anybody because the kicker's eyes are down. Nobody else on the field's watching. They're blocking. I hold the ball, and I'm the only one that had the perfect view of it. It was right down the center, and it started fading left, but it went right inside the left goalpost, and it was mass chaos after that. It was pretty incredible.
And that's still the all-time record for Tiffin High School, right?
That is correct, yes. But it was as time ran out in the semi-state to go to the state finals for the first time. Needless to say, fans were pretty ecstatic.
Man, that sounds good. I'm glad I did that now. We've only got a couple minutes left. I tell you what, you started out the season 7 wins in a row. Then you lost one. Then you had 3 more. But you had the crossover game at Central Catholic, and you played them twice at Central Catholic. You were victorious both times.
Those were great, great wins. I'll be honest. Lafayette Central Catholic they're a 1A by enrollment, but they are bumped up because of the success factor. So they're playing in a 2A tournament, 1A, 2A sectional. We went to their place. And beat them twice on their home field. First time we've ever won over there, but we beat them twice on their home field. They've got a 4-year starter at quarterback. He's all state. Who signed with Marion. The first time we went over there, it was about 85 degrees, and it rained all day. It was extremely humid, and we were playing 8 guys both ways. It was an absolute gut check for our kids. I think we had 5 or 6 kids throwing up at halftime, and we found a way. And then, obviously, I say every time, but it's really, really hard to beat a team twice. And we went over we did it again. I learned a lot about my ball club in those 2 wins. Those were huge. Those were season-making wins for us.
Without question, I tell you what, your schedule pretty much ready to go. You got them. I mentioned you got 2 games yet to access. That'll be Lafayette, Lewis Cass and Northwestern. And I'm going to mention you get to have the crossover game this year at Tipton.
Yeah, what happens is they alternate each year. So last year everybody in the West Division hosted. This year everybody in the East Division will host. So it's every other year. So regardless of who we play. Regardless of who we play, it'll be a Tiffin.
There's been a lot of talk about the field surface for Tiffin High School. Can you talk about that, please?
There is going to be a new field. We're going to have field turf supposed to be in for next fall. They're supposed to break ground here right around spring break. I've been told they think it'll be done around July 1st, but we'll have access. We'll have access to it the whole month of July, and I think it's going to be a great, great thing. think it builds a lot of excitement in our football program.
That'll be nice. I'm going to finish up with this. You got three seniors playing basketball out here. You know them very well. Mitch Powell, Andy Cole, and Sam Ridgway. Talk about those three guys, how special they are.
They are special. You know, again, from a coach's perspective, they're really good athletes. They're really good kids. In the hallways, they're great role models here at school. They're good. They're academically good. Nate Powell's ranked seventh in his senior class. Sam Ridgway is going to Wabash to play football. And Aiden is ranked, I think he's ranked 19th in the class. So, I mean, they're all exceptional students, exceptional athletes, exceptional role models. It's been a privilege to be able to watch them all three grow up. They've played a lot of ball together. I think it'd be very, very fitting to win a sectional championship, and I think those three kids deserve it.
So I thank you every time. Appreciate you.
I enjoy it. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Third quarter has already begun. We're going to bring you up to date right here. We're talking to Coach Aaron Cole. We're going to plug back in. One moment, please.
Okay, let's plug back in. We'll see if Paula can help us just for a sound check. Third quarter going on right now. Gibson, Sheridan. Sheridan just comes up. Silas Devane puts it in for two. 46-26. 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. In the first quarter with the basketball, Gibson Blue Devils. Nolan Swan out top of the circle. He'll work to the left side. He'll go baseline Jackson Money. He'll take it down low. Couldn't get it to Nate Powell. Tipped away. Going the other direction off the glass. Credit the bucket. Evan Grinstead in a good issue pass from Caleb Wright. 46-28. 5:35 left. Working it in the front court. And we're behind the arc. Jackson Money. He'll dribble in. He'll take a 2-point shot. About 18 footer. He was floating out of bounds. Looked a little bit like Mr. Keith Smart, 1987. Boy, that's a good shot by Keith Smart. Silas Devaney, who shipped down low. Going to be a foul. Going to be a reach-in. Going to be called on Brady Carpenter. Brady Carpenter's going to pick up the foul. Carpenter picked up his first foul in the ballgame. 48-28. Check that. 48-28. Brought in by Moisture, left of the bucket on the baseline. Deep in the front court with the basketball at number 10, Evan Grinstead. You're working to Moisture. Elbow right side, Silas Devaney. He'll work it down low. 2-point bucket off the glass. Caleb Wright. That play worked to perfection. Just double across the timeline. Gibson Blue Devil. Nolan Swan. 4:52 on the game clock. 48-30. Gibson in front. Deep in the front court. Nolan Swan will pick up the dribble. Double team. He'll pass out of it to Grady Carpenter. They'll bring it down low. Nate Powell. He'll go off the glass. Power layup from the right side. 2-point bucket for Powell. 50-30. Across the timeline at a dribble pace now. That's Caleb Wright back out top to move the basketball around to Moisture. Ethan Moisture got a dribble to pass it back left. Finds the hands right there and they'll work it back around. Going to be tipped away and stolen in the front court. Grady Carpenter. They're passing up ahead. Nolan Swan just outside the paint. Take about an 8-footer. 2-point bucket good for Nolan Swan. 52-30. 4:03 left. Third quarter. They're working behind the arc, back out top with the basketball. Caleb Wright. Back to Caleb. Playing catch a little bit right there. Evan Grinstead. Caleb Wright, you're working left side. Right there, back to long. 3-point shot. Rims off long. Wouldn't go. Pretty good shot online. Wouldn't go for Evan Grinstead. Rebound. Nate Powell working down low. Powell goes up off the glass. 2-point bucket. He'll shoot one. The bucket is good. 52-30. 3:39 left. We're in the third quarter. At the free throw line, going to shoot one. Nate Powell. Powell's going to throw it up right there. He gets one. Trying for that 3-point play. Good. Nate Powell. We'll bring it in from the backcourt. Brought in right there. Evan Grinstead. There's going to be a walk pace crossing the timeline. Caleb Wright, he'll pick up the pace there in the front court. Thought about a three-point shot. He was not open. He's going to take the shot. That was Moisture. They get it back to Caleb Wright. He'll dribble in. Free throw line to go the corner with it. Step back, wouldn't get it back to Moisture. Back outside to Caleb Wright. Left elbow extended. Moisture to get it back to Wright. No, reset the offense as the defense converges. Tipping away, Nolan Swan, and you pass to him in the front court off the glass. A nice outlet pass from Jackson Nutting with a little bit of backspin. Slowed that ball down for Nolan. Nolan thought he was going to have to really reach out to get that, but the pass was good. 2:56 on the game clock. Three-point shot. Easton Moisture, he gets that soft touch. Easton Moisture, left elbow extended. Three-point bomb is good. 57-33. Outside the arc, right elbow extended for Jackson Money. When Joe going up high, get the board, Sam Ridgway. They'll work the offense back around. Jackson Money back to Nolan Swan. To Grady Carpenter down low. Nate Powell. They go behind the arc in the corner. 3-point shot good. Jackson Money from the right corner baseline. Inside out play from Nate Powell. 60-33. 2:20 left. Third quarter in the front court. Way out top is Caleb Wright. They'll set the offense to go left elbow. We go for Silas Devaney. Rims off. Rebound. Sam Ridgway. To the front court. Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc. Nolan Swan. 3-point shot. Good. Nolan Swan right there in front of Burke. Burke Emmerich. Athletic trainer for the Stimson Blue Devils. 63-33. 1:53 on the game clock. Work the right side with the basketball. They're working around at Evan Grinstead. Right there to Moisture. He's back to Grinstead. Outside the arc, he'll bring it back around. Moisture going to take a long three. Rims off, wouldn't go. Short off the rim. Right on line, about 2.5 steps behind the arc. Tipton going to work it down low to Nate Powell. Couldn't get the bucket. Ball on the rebound right here. Somebody's going to get a foul, and they're going to whistle this on Sheridan. That could have been a foul on a couple, three or four people, maybe. Nate was holding his breath. Foul will be whistled on Ethan Moisture. Moisture picks up his second. Both teams tied up with two fouls here in the second half. Oregon inside. On the paint, that was Nick Powell crashing through the entry pass, and it was point blank range off the glass for Nate. 65-33. 1:18 left here in the third quarter. So we're back around the perimeter. Caleb Wright. They're working left side, touches the hands of Tyler Garner. Back to Moisture, right side, he'll dribble in inside the arc. They're working to the corner. 3-point shot. Evan Grinstead shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. They get up ahead, top of the circle, and Nolan Swan back to Grady. Grady's going to work it down low. He'll pass it down low. Nate Powell, inside out, play. 3-point shot out top. Just left of center. 3-point shot good for Nolan Swan. 68-33, 42 seconds left. Third quarter, Moisture. Back to Caleb Wright out top, being guarded there by Jackson Money. The worker back out top, Caleb Wright. Caleb Wright goes back to the right side. Moisture, he'll move his position. He takes a three. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. In front of the scores bench, crossing the timeline. In the front court now is Nolan Swan. 18 seconds left. Being guarded by Evan Grinstead. Spin move. Got to get rid of it. Closely guarded. Was close. They're working down low. They're trying to get to Sam. Sam's in the paint. He's going up to the shot. Going to be chipped away. Ball goes out of bounds. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to call it out of bounds. So first, the third quarter is going to come to an end. Finds the score at the end of three. 68-33. Fourth quarter in the works. We'll mention this game is also in parts. Being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com is where you can find them on the web. Again, that's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation, Reynolds Farm Equipment are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, Saturday, 7:30 to noon. They are closed on Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Join them for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Titus Bakery and Deli. Ball brought in the front court. Blue Devils on the possession. Over to right elbow, Silas Devane. Out top to Moisture. They'll move to the left side. Caleb Wright. Right elbow extended. Three-point shot good for number two, Caleb Wright. 68-36. 7.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Over to right side to Aiden Cole. Back out top, Nolan Swan. Right elbow, Jackson Money. Back to Aiden. Back out top to reset the offense. Nolan Swan. They go behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. He'll get you down low. Off the glass, two-point bucket, Nate Powell. 70-36, 7:08 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Tipton High School, Tipton Sectional, semifinal round. Working tonight on the court. We're in the front court, Moisture. Elbow right side, Silas Devane. He'll dish it back, it'll be stolen. Go back the other direction, Jackson Money. He'll dish it right side behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. He's picked up quickly by number two, Caleb Wright. They'll work it down low, off the glass, got the bucket. Nate Powell. Nate Powell going to go to the stripes. He'll shoot one more. Second time here in the second half. He'll be at the foul stripe looking for the three-point play. Last time he did convert. Checking out the ball game for the Blue Devils going to be Nolan Swan. He gets a medium five from Coach Cliff Hawkins. In the ball game for the Blue Devils, number two, Maverick Conaway. 6'1 junior. We have one at the strike, Nate Powell. Working on that free throw percentage, he's done well. Second one, he got the 3-point play once again. And this timeout, take that back. Nate Powell's going to exit the ball game. In for Nate Powell. Going to be sophomore, Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare in the ball game. He wears number four. They're working left side behind the arc to Moisture. To the corner, we're moving around Drinkstead. Out top, Caleb Wright, back to Moisture. Around the perimeter, they'll throw the basketball. Moisture, working that right elbow extended spot. Straight away, three-point shot, wouldn't go. That's Caleb Wright. Rebound fought for Jackson Money, jumps up with it. Cross over, he'll work to the front court on the pass to Grady Carpenter. Just outside the arc, he'll move to Aiden Cole. They're moving around the perimeter. From the corner, Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare, three-point shot, good. Gavin Hare, it's his second three-point shot of the season. He's 2 for 5. 5:52 on the game clock. Right over extended, shot good. Ethan Moisture, say what? Ethan Moisture can flat out shoot the basketball. His shoes look pretty cool, just the same. So we're back to the free throw line, to the corner. Gavin Hare with the dribble, he'll bounce it back. Then Aiden Cole to the corner. Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. He'll pop a shot just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Sheridan. Number 12, Tyler Garner. Just outside the arc. He'll dribble in. That's Moisture. He'll look back. Evan Grinstead for three. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Grady Carpenter. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to call a foul. Going to be a whistle right here. It's going to be whistled on the Blackhawks. Little with the left foul on number 12, Tyler Garner. In the ball game for the Blue Devils is number 5, Clark Rodeball. Clark Rodeball, a 6'1" junior. Taking a breather. If I take a breather from another game, that's going to be Grady Carpenter. 4:44 to the quarter. Gavin Hare will bring it back out. Working that sideline with your Maverick Conway back. To Jackson Money. Out top, Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole picks up his dribble. He's trying to find an outlet. He'll get it to Gavin Hare. Back to Aiden Cole. To the corner, Rodeball. Clark Rodeball out top. They'll work it to Aiden Cole. Trying to take some clock right here in this court possession right here in the front court. Aiden Cole going to dribble in. He'll take a shot outside the paint. He'll live around and fall in. Aiden Cole for two. Penalty roll at the north bucket. 78-39, 4:04 left
here in the fourth quarter. Driving baseline, clear to Sidney Blackhawk. He'll get the bucket. He'll get fouled. That's number 10, Evan Grinstead. He'll go through the foul stripe. He shoot for the three-point play. Temple getting ready to check in. Blackhawk, Blue Devil. Taking a breather is Jackson Nutty. He gets a clap right there on his way out. In the ballgame for the Blue Devils, Sam Quigley. Where's number 15? And Landon Spidell, where's number 12? He's in the ballgame also. At the free throw line, trying for the three-point play, number 10, Evan Greenstead, rims off when he goes, rebound, secured, Blue Devils, in the front court now, Spidell with the board, so we're going to back outside, pick up the dribble, Gavin Hare, we're going to right side, gets it to Maverick, count ready, Gavin, tall pass, trying to get it to Rota Ball, goes out of bounds, going to belong to Sheridan. 78-41, going down the basketball. Crossing the timeline, number 2, Caleb Rice. Outside the arc, Silas Devaney. He'll dribble in, he'll go on in, he'll shoot just outside the paint. Wouldn't go, rebound, Clark Rota Ball. He'll dish off right there, Ken Quigley. Quigley with the basketball, looking to find an outlet, finds Maverick Conaway. He'll work a right side with the basketball, and they'll bring it back out to Maverick Conaway. We're going to have to Quigley. Quigley on the dribble, free throw line, he'll bounce it down low. Going up for the shot, wouldn't get it. That's Spidell. Landon Spidell gets fouled. He'll go to the stripe. He'll shoot two. 2:51 left, clock stop. 78-41. Foul's going to be whistled on 22. And first shot wouldn't go for Spidell. They hit down the basketball. We're having here. One more shot. Shoot one more. And at the free throw line, Landon Spidell. Second shot goes. Spidell gets the bucket. So we're going to see the front court with the basketball. On the left side of the spin move, that's Silas Devaney. He'll bring the ball back out. He's working outside. That's number 5, Grant Barker. He'll work it down low. Going to be a rebound out of there, coming back the other direction, Sam Quigley. They're working out top, Gavin Hare. They'll move the basketball, they go baseline. The ball's going to go out of bounds, going to call a block shot. 79-41, Blue Devils in front. Six fouls for the Blackhawks here in the second half. Next shot, next common foul will put the Blue Devils at the strike for a one-in bonus. Working in around the perimeter. Maverick Conaway out top. He'll stop. Move to the right side. Shot when he goes. Rebound out of there. Ethan Moistner. To the front court. Silas Devaney. They go inside the paint. They'll float one up. When he goes. Rebound. Gavin Hare for Tipton. They're working left side. Maverick Conaway. Works it back out. Gavin Hare. Maverick Conaway. Back out top. Way out top. Gavin Hare. Maverick Conaway going to take a three. Right elbow extended, win go, rebound, Ethan Moistner. There'll be a timeout call. Blackhawk going to call timeout. He wanted to get his guys in the ballgame. They might just call this an abbreviated timeout. They're ready to play basketball. They're going to insert a couple more guys in the ballgame. Coach Chip Flemmer congratulating seniors. They watch Moistner. Moisture's going to go to college, probably. I hope he does. They'll play some good intramural basketball. That's just a lot of fun. Indiana State was fun for me for one semester. So 79-41. Out top of the basketball to move the basketball around. Grant Barker on the dribble. Back out top, moving the basketball. That's number 30. Working right there. That's Owen Bell. Owen Bell is the grandson of John Christian. John Christian. His grandpa worked beside him last night in a basketball game, middle school variety. He told me he was going to be here, and I'll guarantee you he is here. So then he was dribbling the ball across the timeline. Again, that's number 30, Owen Bell with the basketball. Outside the arc, right side, he's guarded there by Maverick Calloway.
That pass gets tipped out of bounds by Maverick. Blackhawks going to bring the ball back in, right in front of the Blackhawk bench. To the corner. Owen Bell. He's got a dribble left. He'll pass out of there. He looks to, tries to, working against him. His road ball. Ball's going to end up in the hands of Brandon Seidel. Back the other direction, road ball. Ball boost is stolen by the Blackhawks. Credit to steal Nathan Henshaw. 20 seconds left. We're going to right side. Owen Bell on the drive. Take a shot. One go. Going to be a foul call. Foul on the rebounding stage. Going to be called on Gavin here. Clock is probably going to empty out. It is going to empty out. Final four. Tipton going to capture the win. 79-41. That was a well-played, respectable ball game in the latter stages. Very thankful for cooperation. Coach Cliff Hawkins, Tipton Blue Devils, and Coach Chip Clemmer, the Sheridan Blackhawks. Tomorrow night, that's going to set up a ball game. It's going to start at about 7:30 p.m. It's going to be Madison Grant. Madison Grant evidently going to be the home team. They're at the top of the bracket. And the Tipton Blue Devils going to be the home team. I think I missed that up. Madison Grant will be the visitors. Will be the visiting team at the top of the bracket. Tipton will be the home team. And they'll tip off right about 7:30 tomorrow night. We thank you for tuning in. And I will miss you. You want to hold still? We might be able to talk with the coaches. But until then, we're going to go ahead and sign off right now. Stay tuned. So we're going to sign off. We'll be back here tomorrow night. That's 7:15. Put me in sports. We thank you for listening. We should mention this game is supported. It's Indiana's game. Honored to support Indiana's game at all levels. The Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever, they are proud partners of the IHSAA. And while I'm at it, I'll go ahead and mention the Indiana Pacers. They fell to the Orlando Magic last day of March. That was at Orlando, 119-103. And we'll mention that 2 days later, they went back and stayed in Orlando, probably a hotel. They played Orlando again. And that was on Wednesday the 2nd, and the Pacers got the win over Orlando, 122-114. That was one overtime, and we'll let you know the Pacers are in action tonight. They are at Detroit. Coming up on Sunday, they will be at Washington Wizards. Next home game for the Pacers is going to happen on Tuesday, the 8th day, and it's going to start at 6 o'clock. We thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning. Stay tuned. We might have extra session with Coach Jeff Hawkins and hopefully Coach Clemmer. We'll stay tuned.
Hey, we're back in the locker room right now. We're going to talk to Coach Jeff Hawkins. I think what Coach Hawkins done, that game started out well, nice, methodical. And Blue Devils, talk about them, please.
Well, once we started out and they really wanted to control their offense, you know, then we had to become the attackers. And our first defense really didn't get the job done. We couldn't get some coverages we wanted to make. They had a nice plan on how they moved it there for a couple plays that way. But then, you know, we hadn't played 22 balls in a long time, okay? But we can play it because we work on it. And so then I thought that's what opened up the half. And we changed our offense by putting in Aiden and then putting Grady in the middle. And he was able to get that ball down low to Nate. And I think Grady had 12, 13 assists tonight. So, I mean, he was amazing moving that ball for us.
And you got to mention that Noel Powell had a pretty sticky hand. He didn't stick them on his hands, I think.
Nolan or...
I was saying that. I was saying cross their hands up once in a while. Nolan Swarren, yeah, had to pick him on his hand.
He has going tonight and really had a great game. I think like 20-some, didn't he? Yeah, you know, something like that. And then Nate Powell the same way. And then what I liked was Jackson didn't start and normally like he can, but he came after coming off the bench again. I thought Jackson just played really, really well, Jackson Lane. And so we were pleased with that performance. And then I thought we got some valuable minutes, you know, from Aiden and Matt tonight. And so, yeah, so we moved a little, you know, one more step closer to the goal.
And you were able to get some guys off the bench in the ballgame. That means so much to them, I'm sure.
It does. And I thought they exerted their efforts, you know, because their varsity team stayed out there for a while, and it was really good for our kids to have to work hard like that. And I thought the players that came in did a nice job with their confidence and moving the ball, and I think they were really excited to play in the sectional here. I think anytime you're a young kid, player and you get to be in the sectional, it's something special.
Hey, tomorrow night you're going to face the Madison Grant team that went double overtime. Either of those teams could be your opponent tomorrow night.
All right, they both of them wanted it really badly, you could tell. And, you know, for Madison Grant to come out the winner after having beaten them twice during the regular season says a lot about the resolve of their team. And then to go to double overtime on top of it, you know, says an awful lot. But certainly we're looking forward to the challenge. We really respect the job Coach has done over there at Madison Grant, and he has his team playing very well. We'll come ready to play tomorrow night as well.
Coach actually inherited a good 19-14.
Yeah, they had a lot of really good players, and they had some kids back, and he's working at it, and they really do play hard.
Coach, I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. It's okay with you.
All right, thank you.
Hey, we're back in the locker room. We're going to talk to head coach of the Sheridan Blackhawks, Chip Clemmer. I tell you what, Coach, what a game. I tell you what, you're just resent. You just got your crate. Talk about what you thought on the field, on the court.
I'm a football fan. There you go. You know what, I'm proud of the guys. It was a tough game, and Tipton is a really good team, so hats off to them. They just did not seem to miss from the outside, and, I mean, look at their field goal percentage, and amazing. But our guys got after it. And I was proud of, you know, we had Silas Devaney come back for his first game. He got all football season, and this was his first game back, and so, man, it was a nice boost of energy having him out there. I think everybody else kind of got that little injection of energy as well. So I'm proud of the guys. I know it was a long, hard season, but they did everything we asked of them. They showed up for practice every time and came out to work and tried to get better every day. And that's what we talk about, just keep getting better all the time. And I hate it for the seniors because it's over with. But for the young guys, they know that, you know, once off season hits, we got to hit the ground running and keep, you know, progressing and taking those steps to the program to get better and better.
Sure, athletic director Beth Devaney pretty much helps you guys however she can.
Beth's phenomenal. She's an outstanding athletic director. She does a great job of supporting us any way we can, whatever we need. So, yeah, we're lucky to have her in our corner.
I tell you what, you got to mention them. Go ahead and talk about your three seniors. You got David Will, you got Silas Devaney, and then you also got Ethan Moister.
Yeah, we're going to miss those three guys. I mean, all three of those guys bring something different to the table. David's such a hard worker. He was one of these guys, one of the first guys in the weight room during the offseason, and just kind of one of those lead-by-example guys. He's not loud, but he's one of those guys, you watch him, and it just inspires you to work hard. Great kid, too. Look at Silas, same thing. He was there at practice all the time, even though he wasn't medically cleared. He was trying to help out at whatever role he could. Ethan's had a phenomenal four-year career here at Sheridan, and I can't say enough about, you know, the impact he's had offensively and just being a leader in the program.
Last thing I'll mention, you had some guys get in the game. You had some freshmen. I think what you talk about them, they've got a heart of gold.
Those guys, the JV team this year, we have a lot of guys on the end of the bench that split time between JV and varsity. And the JV team won 8 games this season, and it was one of those things where you watch them. They're not the biggest team, but they've got the heart that's about 3 times the size of their physical appearance. So they're a good group, and they're going to be fun to watch in the next couple of years.
Flipper, I got to mention that 11-year coach. Is that right?
I'm getting old. I've actually been coaching 25, but I've been a head coach 11 years now. So, yeah, pacing the sideline for a while.
That is excellent. I thank you for your time and your cooperation.
Thanks, AJ. Appreciate it. All right.
Thanks. So we're going to break out of here right now, and I'm getting knuckles, and we thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7:30. Until then, thank you for listening.